10 now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. It's my pleasure to host today's show along with Robert. We're here in our new studio. This is so awesome. I wish everybody could see it, but we're having a great time, and we're going to put some pictures on Facebook. Our guests today are from A1 Office Plus, Brothers Guild Handyman Service, and American Pacific Mortgage. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Years ago, I noticed a poster in the break room of our Prescott store. It was titled, An Old Cowboy's Advice, and I just had to revisit it. Its advice was timeless, like life is simpler when you plow around the stump. And a bumblebee is considerably faster than a John Deere tractor. Then there's, don't corner something that you know is meaner than you. And last but not least, most of the stuff people worry about ain't never going to happen anyway. Good common sense, just like Olson's. Our mission is the healthy feeding of your livestock and pets from a common sense perspective. We think local, we speak local, and we care local, and we only carry the best feed, hay, and pet food. You'll find us in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and on the web at olsonsfamily.com. By the way, in case you're wondering what Olson's common sense saying is, why, good enough just isn't, of course.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we have our first guest here, and you get to introduce him.
Thank you, Sherry. In our brand new office here, this is really cool.
I know.
The studio. It's so different.
It is.
Our first guest today is from A1 Office Plus. John Gillis. Welcome to the show. And
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into all the good stuff about A1 Office Plus.
Okay. Well, our family, we moved here in 99. We're from California, like a lot of people.
Yes.
But we had a connection here. My wife's in-laws had a cabin out of Groom Creek, and that's how we stumbled on this place. We would come out for 4th of July and so forth, and we set a three-year plan to get here. So that would be about 96. And she had a very good job over there, and I was part of a family business, so it took a couple years to do it.
Sure.
But we just went ahead and did it.
That's great. We had a 10-year plan for us to get here to the area, so you beat us to it with the 3-year plan.
Yeah, you just got to put it out there, and you know, we pulled it off. We were on schedule for the most part. It was more difficult with the family business, which was an office supply company.
Imagine that.
It's a family.
He knows his stuff.
Yeah, I'm third generation, if you can believe that.
Wow, that's cool.
That's really super cool. Well, tell us a little bit about A1 Office Plus.
Well, we're a commercial office supply company, which means we mainly do businesses. It's office supplies for businesses. Most of them will do it online, but it's free next day, and actually next morning delivery is what we're trying to hold to now.
And that does work. We've used it, and it's right there the next morning.
Yeah, downtown businesses, my pledge is to have it there by 10. And the rest of the area, I'm trying to get it there by noon, and it will work out. You guys in downtown will probably see it before 9.
Yep.
Just trying to get things. I mean, if it's next day delivery, is it really next day if you can't use it that day?
Exactly.
I figure, you know, people have projects, they're trying to do things, and I'm seeing they like it getting it earlier there. So we're trying to step that up a little bit.
Well, and I can appreciate that kind of service. Whenever you, like for us, and for example, you have a special event and you run out of something, and the fact that we can get it right away is just wonderful. And you know, we're testimony that we've been using your service, and it's been great.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And so what are you seeing as far as trends for the business? Since you're third generation, you've probably seen
a lot.
I think you're in the next trend.
There is a new trend with all the online marketers out there, and they're very popular. I guess you used to lose an account, but now you don't lose an account. You may keep it, but you lose part of it. We were back in business in the time when the big box stores first came out, so we kind of like, it was a shock. It's like, wow, these people are going to have this huge store and be open 10 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's like, wow, that was a shock.
Right.
So the new online marketers, it's very similar. It's trying to make things as easy as possible for people to get what they need and get on to the next thing. So we're combating that. I have a great online service that most of our customers use that. I think only just a handful won't. But our online ordering system, actually we have rep scrubbers that go out and get Office Depot and Staples pricing, and our online system matches those right there online for you, so you get the best price of our low price beating Staples or Office Depot.
Wow, that's amazing. I didn't realize it was that sophisticated.
Yeah. Well, I would go into offices, and I would see a gal that would have three screens up. And it's she's comparing prices, wasting a lot of her boss's time, but thinking she's saving him a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I saw them like, wow, and then I found this company that actually had, I'm going, here, that's what those people are looking for. All on one screen.
And A1 has everything from pencils to desks to...
We have access next day delivery for about 40,000 different items.
Wow, that is so amazing. Late last year we launched a program called Shop Prescott Start Here. And I have to be honest with you, John. I mean, yes, the online is convenient, but there's nothing like face-to-face relationships, knowing that, you know, you're a third-generation business. We know we're going to get what we order, and you're going to give us your best price. And, I mean, there's something to be said about that.
Oh, right. It's relationship selling. It's go with the local guy. I'm big on using local people, and even better if they're ones that support me.
Exactly.
I'll go out of my way to support the guy that supports me.
We have to create our own economy, and it's by taking care of each other.
Right, and not everyone understands that, but if you keep spending the money in town, the money stays in town.
Absolutely.
If you buy from Walmart or Amazon or wherever, Walmart's going back to Arkansas. not even sure where Amazon is anymore, but that's where the money goes. So does it stay in town here and circulate in the restaurants, in the bars, in the shops? No, it doesn't.
So have you been in the same store the whole time, like where your location is? And maybe you can share with our listeners where you are located.
Well, I'm actually in my fifth location.
Okay,
So it's been 18 years.
Well, yeah.
It's been 19 years. But so I'm in my fifth location.
But you don't really need a location for the way that you're doing business, though.
Well,
right?
I don't need a physical presence as far as the way people to find me.
Right.
But logistically for deliveries, I need to be in a certain area.
Right.
I started out in town. I wasn't even delivering. Everything was being drop shipped, so I had a little office there on Montezuma.
Okay.
Then I, after a couple years of that, I leased out some space down in Prescott Valley.
That years ago. I've known John for a long time.
Yeah.
I've been in the office supply business
before I was a
chamber guy.
When I moved here, so I went and checked him out.
Oh, gosh. Wait a minute here. I didn't realize that. We're nice to each other today.
Just in PV though for a year, it was being from LA, everything's so spread out. I didn't realize.
Sure,
how
that's why
tired
I think A1 Office Plus is so great. It's like because I know my products and I know you do too, and it's like, oh wow, somebody's here that really knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, some and we still have people that order the pegboard stuff and Staples would never know what you're talking about.
Right.
But that location only lasted a year, but that's when I first started doing our own deliveries.
Sure.
Then I moved back up to town, and I was over on Miller Valley there for a while, a couple years there. Then I moved to a little bit larger place on Fair Street. That place was sold, so I moved downtown. I've been there for about 5.5-6 years.
Wonderful. And so if our listeners wanted to – I mean, I know you said you're mostly businesses, but, you know
– I don't discriminate.
Right.
Call me and place the order, or you can do it online.
Yes.
Individuals, we don't really deliver to houses. So,
but
I make it available to come down and what we would call, we'll call it.
Sure.
Just come around back and pick it up. And I've done that for plenty of people.
Absolutely, because I know like sometimes you're involved, you work for a business, but you need stuff on a personal level. So.
Right. Well, if you work for a business and want it delivered there, we would take care of that for you.
Beautiful.
It's just we don't really like to do residential deliveries.
Absolutely. And how do folks get a hold of you?
The phone number would be 928, of course, 776-4960. The best place is really to go online. All our products are there. You can place the order there. If you get a regular account with us in there, you'll get the little bit better corporate pricing. So, you know, if you think you're going to use this more than once or twice, you'd want to get a corporate account with us. But the online email, john@a-1officeplus.com. The website is a-1officeplus.com. You can go there. You can check us out. All the numbers and emails are all there also.
Wonderful. I like it that you have a pretty simple one, too. Sometimes they get to be really long website numbers, so that's great that you have that all squared away. Just real quick before we run out of time, you're also pretty involved in the community. Talk a little bit about that. We're just identifying that you're going
to
be...
Yeah, probably my biggest, longest tie to the community has been in the Kiwanis Club. I've been there since 2000, so I just joined there about a year after I was just watching TV one night when I moved here, and I saw the auction that they had. And I go, wow, those guys look like they're having a lot of fun raising a lot of money. And I contacted them, and I've been a member ever since. And it's been a really good club, and they do a lot.
That's great. I think that's one of the things that I appreciate about being here in Prescott is all our business folks seem to be involved and want to be involved in something, whatever their passion is. So that's great to hear that. And Kiwanis is a great organization. They do a lot for our community.
Yeah. And then just other things with I just recently been approved to be a big brother. So I'm trying to get involved that way also. It's kind of a new thing. I'm excited to see what happens there.
That's super.
That's really nice.
Well, John, we're so happy to have you with us here at the Chamber and here on our radio show today. We appreciate it. If our guests wanted to get a hold of you, your phone number again is?
776-4960. It's A1 Office Plus or a-1officeplus.com. And you, thanks a lot for having me. This is a kick.
Wonderful.
A brand new member of the chamber again, and I can see that the chamber has changed in
a
very positive way.
Yes.
So good for you
thank
guys.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
All month long, we're taking a timely look into air conditioning systems. It's an important part of your comfort level, but even more, it can be your first defense against dust and pollen in your home. We'll have Isley's Home Service in to talk about it. And if a home project has you stumped, we'll take your calls with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we have our second guest, and I think our audience is going to be pretty excited about our second guest.
I think they sure will, because everyone can use the services here on this
guest. I know I sure could.
New member of the Chamber of Commerce. It's the Brothers team, as you'll find out. The name of the firm is Brothers Guild Handyman Service, and Philip Guild is here representing the Handyman Service from the Brothers Guild. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. Tell us a little bit about yourself first before we dive into all the things that you and your brother do.
Of course. So for me, I came here about, say, 2012 and went to college. And from there, you know, I found the most beautiful woman I've ever met. And lucky enough for me, she took I took her hand in marriage, and, you know, we formed a family. We then moved out to Phoenix, then went up to Nevada for a little bit, and had our first kid. And, you know, after having your first kid, I really thought about it and thought about where we wanted to raise our kid, and we wanted to raise him around family. And my wife's family's out here. It's the Walker family.
Wonderful.
And they've been here for about 50 years. And so, they're born and raised.
Yeah. Is that the Walker and Walker?
No, they're actually the Walker family.
Another Walker.
Yes. No, they're actually, they own the Bradshaw Mountain Animal Hospital.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So, the best animal hospital in the town.
There you go.
And so, you know, after deciding that we wanted to raise our kids around family, we upped and moved, came back here, and my brother has been in the trades for about 15 years, and myself being in the trades for about 6 to 7, and we figured, you know what? Let's start a handyman service and help people out around the town.
That's great. And also, I might want to add for our listeners that you're also, you both have served?
Yes, yes. My brother and I have served in the military. We both are Marines. I got out in 2012, and my brother got out in 2004.
Wonderful. And we thank you for your service and your brother's service. And it really ties in nicely with some of the new programming that we're offering at the Chamber for specializing in veteran-owned businesses. So we appreciate you coming on board in regards to that as well. Handyman service. Let's talk about this.
Yes.
We could be here all day.
I know, but why don't we share with everyone all the things that you do? Because I'm looking at your marketing material, and it's a lot. The list is long.
Well, we specialize in house, anything, home remodels, and also home repair. We specialize from everything from electrical, plumbing, roofing, anything carpentry. If you need something remodeled or put in, we can do it. We also specialize in sheetrock and any siding or painting that you might need. That's a really broad stroke of, what we can do. But, you know, it also goes down in there. We can do basically anything you'd like us to inside the house or outside the house.
Wow. That is an amazing service. I bet you're pretty busy.
No job too small.
No job is too small, especially for a company that we're just starting out.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been in business?
So we've been in business for about 4 weeks now.
Wonderful. And I see here that you're licensed and insured and all those beautiful things that you need to be.
Yes.
Yep. So that's great. And but you've been working in this trade for a while. So it's not, even though your business is new.
Yes.
You're not new to this.
No. I spent about 3 years in the framing industry up in northern Nevada. And then before that, I was actually in the excavation industry down here with a person called Jeff Lobstein. He ran Lobstein Excavation. And my brother has been an electrician for 5 years. And then he joined a general contracting company in Sacramento. And he did that for another 5 years. And then he actually branched out and started his own handyman business in Northern California. However, he found out that it's pretty expensive to live in Northern California. So.
Yes. I have a daughter in Walnut Creek, so I can appreciate that.
So he wanted to move down here and, be in a much more open state and be able to live more comfortably.
So I'm a mother of four children, and I see two brothers in business. You guys get along pretty good?
Yes, surprisingly we do.
I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Even with a hammer?
Yeah, that's a good one, Robert. Paybacks, maybe?
Yeah, sometimes, things can get tight, but...
all in fun.
Of course. Yeah. My brother and I are 5 years apart, so yep. I think a lot of it has to do with age and just mm-hmm. being able to work with each other and being able to be compatible. Where's our strengths? Where's our weaknesses? And how can we both help each other to be the better person.
Wonderful. And so what are you finding? You're new to the business, but I'm sure that are starting to get some jobs because our understanding is that there's a lot of growth going on.
Yes, yes, definitely. And so what we're finding out is that there is a lot of growth and there's a lot of need for this. And there's a lot of people who I'm finding out that a lot of people who have been handyman have given the handyman name a bad rep.
Oh, no.
And so my brother and I are really focusing on quality. What is the quality that we can give to you so that way we both walk away happy from a job? And it's kind of like our slogan says is, we're a family that wants to treat you like family.
I haven't heard that much from the handyman, so I appreciate that part that you just shared with us. But you do hear those sad stories out there where, someone takes your money and they never come back, or maybe they're not licensed and all that fun stuff. So, I mean, you've served our country. You've handled these, this type of work in the past, and now you're here raising your family and building a business right here in Prescott.
Yes, and it's kind of great being here in Prescott because I'm just noticing that a lot of people are really about the family structure and are really about helping our local businesses grow, and that's what we're here for. Is we're here to invest in the Tri-City or Quad City area,
you bet,
and to be able to help it grow and flourish as it can.
Well, the Prescott Chamber truly believes in supporting our local brick and mortar. So we were just talking about that with John with A1 Office Plus, how important it is for us to work together and do the business right here in town.
Amen to that.
And
that's
so
the best.
That is the best. And you know, you have a family to feed and you create jobs this way. And we really, I'm excited to hear that you're here. I'm glad you picked Prescott. Tell us, what are some other things that you have going on in your life besides raising a family?
I was going to say, I mean, more importantly than the job is my wife and I have a 7-month-old kid. His name's Damien.
Aww.
And you know, you hear this a lot, but you never know how much work it takes to raise a kid until you have one.
Yep.
And, I mean, we're hoping for, or we're praying for more in the future.
Sure,
but right now we're on one, and man, there's he is a bundle of joy, and I love to come home and see him when I get home off of work, and it's just awesome. And, I mean, besides that, I just trying to adjust to the move since we just started and, you know, just getting the feel for living back here, moving back into town.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can appreciate that because I moved here a year and a half ago from Michigan, so that was a long travel for me. So I can appreciate that. But what you'll find is everyone here is so friendly and they want to be so helpful. Your neighbors will truly be your neighbors.
That is very true. I've definitely noticed that. Right now, we're currently living up in Dewey, and man, you are very right about neighbors wanting to be neighbors. Everyone's so helpful. The people at the gas station even know my name. And I'm like, wow.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, that's hometown, and that's what it's all about. Well, let's talk real quickly about the most rewarding aspect of your work.
The most rewarding aspect of our work is, you know, putting in the time and effort to do a quality job, and then once we get done, stepping back with the customer and seeing that smile on their face and just that reluctance of, man, I am glad that you guys were able to do a good job and were able to do it in such a manner that I didn't really have to, you know, interject that much. And so just seeing that smile and hearing that, like, you don't always hear the compliment, but you definitely get it from their nonverbal communication.
And those are great referrals also.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. So if our listeners want to get a hold of you for their next project, let's tell them how to do that.
Definitely. You can always give me a call. My phone number is 480-352-3323. Or if you like the email better, our email is brothersguildhandyman@gmail.com. You can call us at any time, and I would love to talk to you.
Wonderful. And just kind of a quick question, do you give free estimates or do you ever come out, like, look at a project beforehand?
Yes,
notice
definitely.
Maybe I'm asking this for the listeners or myself. I don't know.
Or me too. Yeah.
Definitely. If a project's really big, we definitely come out and we are able to give free estimates. So that way you know what you're going to be getting into before we start a job. Now, if it is a smaller project, let's say you want some plumbing done, you have a leaky faucet, we are $45 an hour.
Okay. Very good.
Very reasonable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to me, that's not a small job.
No. It could get pretty crazy for that, but that's good to know. So, well, Philip, we thank you for being on the show and for joining the chamber. We're here to help you in any way we can, and why don't you just give our listeners your phone number one last time?
Well, of course, my phone number is 480-352-3323. Call anytime, and I'd love to talk to you.
Wonderful. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Prescott. I'm DJ Phone with your check of KQ&A, local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. Fire restrictions are no longer in effect in Sedona.
District officials say recent rains are forecast for continuing monsoon activity have lowered, but the fire danger hasn't been eliminated. They are also asked to extinguish all campfires, operate ATVs and motorcycles with spark arrestors, and use caution when operating barbecue grills. Reduce flammable vegetation, trees, and brush from around your properties. Remove dead trees and prune low-hanging branches, and cut grass and weeds. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
In La Verde Valley School District's voters can make their choice on consolidation on November 6th.
According to Yavapai County Education Service Agency officials, during the general election, voters will decide whether or not the Mingus Union High School District will be consolidated with the Cottonwood Oak Creek Elementary School District. The Clarkdale Jerome Elementary School District would be a separate and distinct political subdivision. Pro and con arguments for the consolidation will be accepted until July 26th. Such arguments must be signed, including the author's name and entity, complete mailing address, and reliable phone number. For more information, call the Yavapai County Education Service Agency at 442-5146. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
Scattered thunderstorms, some could be severe today and tomorrow. A 30 to 40% chance for more this weekend. Highs dropping to only 73 by 5 o'clock today. Up to 82 to 86 Thursday through Saturday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Overnights cooling to the low to mid-60s. In Cottonwood and La Verde Valley, a 30 to 50% chance for showers and storms today through Saturday. Highs today near 88, up to 91 tomorrow, 96. Friday and Saturday, you're waking up to around 70. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues on KQ&A.
When you need specialized outpatient infusion therapy, you need it to fit into your busy life. But at the same time, you need comfortable, expert treatment. You need the Infusion Center in Prescott Valley on the campus of YRMC East. At the Infusion Center, you'll find state-of-the-art care with your lifestyle and healthcare needs in mind. Your convenience and comfort are foremost. You'll register right there at the center. No need to visit the hospital admitting department. And each infusion bay is spacious and private with a laptop plug-in, and a private television. We work closely with your physician, and we teach you how to care for yourself during therapy so that you can be an active partner in your treatment. Just like you, our goal is your good health so that you can continue enjoying the life you love, surrounded by those who care for you. The Infusion Center at YRMC East, next to the Breast Care Center. For more information, call 442-8741 or visit yrmc.org.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we have another awesome guest today.
Thank you, Sherry.
And you get to introduce them.
Thank you, Sherry. Our next guest is Gail Marie McCarthy from American Pacific Mortgage. Welcome to the show, Gail Marie.
Yeah. Thank you.
And we understand you're new to Prescott also.
I am. Just moved here. Still in the process of moving here.
Very cool. Tell us a little bit about yourself before we dive into the business aspect of it.
And that we moved here and just bought a property. We just bought a property down in Kirkland, 57 acres.
Wow.
We're still in the process of getting it settled, getting animals here. It's been a massive
57
project.
Acres.
Wow. That's a lot. And what kind of animals?
And that horses.
Oh, wonderful.
Horses, dogs, cattle dogs.
Wow.
And that. It's a beautiful property, but it has been a lot of work.
I imagine.
And that. I started putting together the office and getting the office put together in February as we look for the right place, locate and relocate to, and we got that accomplished, and we're 90% done.
Well, that's probably a big relief.
It's a big relief.
Yeah.
Big relief.
Now, what made you decide to come to Prescott? I always like to hear that part of the story. How did you pick Prescott, Arizona?
We've got a number of friends. We got friends in Sholo area, friends in Payson area, and just in exploring the different climates, lifestyles, kind of settled on here. So we'd be close to some of our friends, but still in our own area.
Right. And this is such a beautiful area.
It is a really beautiful area.
So a little bit about your background in the mortgage industry.
I have 34 years experience.
Wow.
In the mortgage industry. And that I have operated my own branch. This is a second branch location for myself. I've operated my own branch for 29 years.
Wow.
And that. So I carry a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge, been through a lot of highs and lows in the industry.
I can imagine.
And it's a continually evolving education.
Something that keeps you on your toes, I imagine.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's why you need that beautiful land just to relax after.
That's
all
my
the
sanity.
Business. Absolutely.
That is my sanity.
We might come down too.
That's fun stuff. So what can you tell us that's kind of new in the mortgage industry right now as we sit here? Anything exciting? Rates doing well? Those sort of things?
Rates are stable.
Good.
They haven't done anything wild and crazy in a while, and that is a good thing.
It
that
is.
That in itself. You know, as what I'm seeing in the mortgage industry is the full range of loan products continually keep getting a little better and better and a little more user-friendly in that, which is very exciting. As a company, and that we offer the FHA, VA, USDA, conventional, reverse, jumbo renovation, the whole gamut of loan products. But what we do so well as a company is we target on solutions.
Okay.
You know, solutions for the market. It's a extremely competitive market. And your buyers, they need to be ready. They need to have the best offer to be considered and to win their bid. And we have some great solutions. We have down payment solutions. We have what we call keys on time. We can literally have a buyer pre-approved before they go into contract, where the length of the escrow is as long as it takes to get an appraisal. And those are huge advantages when that person's writing an offer.
Absolutely. And that's always the scary part of that process, too, is wondering where that appraisal is going to come through. And I know that puts people on a lot of pins and needles.
the whole process, it is a process.
Yeah, it sure is.
It is a process, and we put together solutions to make it as straightforward as possible. I've got the knowledge and experience to guide that person to the program that's going to best fit his or her needs, and that every buyer is individual. And I say buyer, and that applies to refinancing as well, or mm-hmm. a rehabilitation loan, mm-hmm. whatever that borrower's needs are, and that we really take the time to look at their whole picture and make sure that their loan fits them.
That sounds wonderful. What a great way to help service people from that perspective, because it is individual and everyone has different mm-hmm. needs, and also depending on what the house or whatever they're purchasing, there's different opportunities with that as well.
Different opportunities and different challenges with it.
Exactly. So you mentioned that this is your second location. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Where is your first one?
It's in Tehachapi, California.
Okay.
And I've had that branch, like I said, for 29 years.
Yep.
We do all in-house processing mm-hmm. of the loan. Mm-hmm. Our company, the way we set it up, we work in a, let's call it a team structure. So when I'm doing my loans, I'm dealing with my processors, with the same underwriters, funders. It is just a dynamic group that gets the job done, and that it's fantastic.
It takes a team to make things go really smoothly. So let's talk about where this second location is and what your address is here in Prescott, so we can help our listeners find you.
We're at 1965 Commerce Center Circle, Suite A, and that website is apmprescott.com, and phone number 928-350-8828.
So it sounds like you're going to be pretty involved in the community once you get settled with everything that you have going on. Did you have a chance to go to the rodeo this past week?
We didn't, and that was a disappointment because, that is, rather our lifestyle.
Exactly.
With the horses and stuff. And unfortunately, it crossed over in one of our trips in getting settled.
Well,
in the
and
house.
You're just getting things squared away. But that will certainly be something that you'll probably want to take advantage of, because it sure was a lot of fun. It's a tradition here in Prescott.
It's a tradition everywhere.
Yeah.
And perhaps one of the reasons why, we're looking at places. Well, let's go there.
absolutely.
Rodeo. And we were disappointed to not be able to squeeze that in.
Well, next year, right?
Next year, and it'll come quick.
It does. It's hard to believe. So, again, if you want to give us your phone number, your name of the company and phone number, we have just a few more minutes left, so I want to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to get in touch with you.
It's American Pacific Mortgage, and it's 928-350-8828, website apmprescott.com. And I look forward to helping. A couple other things to throw out there as far as community. Firefighters, policemen, correctional officers, and teachers get some very attractive financing.
Wow.
Some rate breaks. And that in an effort to give back to those first responders and the community we serve. And so that's one of my favorite deals,
I'm really happy that you shared that, because we feel the same way. We actually created some programming this year to address these folks. We're going to mm-hmm. be helping welcome our teachers back to school on July 31st. You'll be seeing a notice come out about that. So that's great news to hear, and we'll keep that in mind.
It is a fantastic program. It is just total respect to their pocketbook.
Absolutely. Well, we'll have to tuck that away. Gail, thank you so much. First of all, welcome to Prescott.
Thank you.
And welcome to the Chamber. We're so glad to have you. And we wish you the best of luck, and we'll be here to help you any way we can.
All righty. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. You bet. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Again,
Five Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
When the game is on the line and you're heating up, will your air conditioner be ready to go to bat? With a high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system installed by Gettles High Desert Mechanical, hot, sticky air is going, gone! Knock indoor discomfort and costly utility bills out of the park with a high-efficiency Lennox system. Call Gettles today at 772-2751 to schedule your free consultation. Gettles and Lennox, your air conditioning all-star team.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Hi, Kim here with the Plants of the Week and our Lavender Shades Blooming Pinta.
One of the best butterfly-attracting plants. It's right up there with milkweed, only prettier.
Hummingbirds have to dance around all the butterflies of this deeply colored summer bloomer.
Plant a few in the vegetable garden to attract pollinators that help tomatoes and squash set more fruit, all for under $10.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love to garden, they love to shop.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, wow, we had some great guests today.
Yeah, Sherry, we had a great show today.
It was really fun. It's interesting to hear of the folks moving here and making this their home.
It was a blast, you know, with the handyman, with the office supply guy,
and
John, and mortgage.
And all that fun stuff.
It's nice. We had it all. We had the gamut today, that's for sure.
We did. But now it's time to talk about what's going to be going on around Prescott coming up in the weekend here.
Well, as you all know, there's always something going on in Prescott.
Yeah.
You know, we're kind of event central usually, but we do have some special events this weekend on July 14th and 15th, which is Saturday and Sunday. And this is the annual Prescott Indian Art Market, which is a super, super market. And that's at the Charlotte Hall Museum. And that will be from 9 to 5 p.m. And you can get more information on that by coming to the Visitor Information Center downtown and picking up one of their rack cards, or get on their website at Charlotte Hall Museum at www.charlotte.org. And again, that's July 14th and 15th. So that's this weekend. So come on down for that.
Have you had a chance to check that out?
I've checked it out in the past years.
Yeah.
I forget how many years they've done it.
It's, yeah.
I'm guessing.
Sounds pretty interesting.
Well, I probably shouldn't guess. I'll probably get in trouble.
Yeah, no guessing.
Many, many, many years.
Many moons.
And people talk about it all the time. They are always wondering when it's going to come up.
Yeah.
So, again, the Indian Art Market, the 14th, 15th at Charlotte Hall. Of course, we have the Saturday on July 14th, the Prescott Farmers Market. And the Farmers Market, this is their summer Farmers Market, which is at Yavapai College. And that's from 7:30 a.m. to noon. And I have been to that quite a few times, and boy, is that big. That has sure grown in the years. That's this Saturday, July 14th. More information on that one is Prescott Farmers Market.
And that's over there by that's over there by Yavapai College.
Yes, it is.
It's on my list this weekend to go to.
When you pull in, it's kind of in the parking lot area, but they have the whole area. I was impressed by the way they had it set up. It was real easy to walk around and see everything.
Absolutely.
And another great event, of course, is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is the historic downtown walking tour, and that is sponsored by the Chamber. And we appreciate donations. That helps our nonprofit also.
Yes.
And that meets at 10 o'clock on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Visitor Information Center, which is right downtown at 117 West Goodwin, right in front of the Chamber of Commerce building. So meet us there at 10 a.m., and you'll learn all about Prescott. And this is a great tour for people visiting. People that live here, too, come down all the time because you always learn something about Prescott.
Absolutely.
By going on the walking tour.
We've had recently we had some folks that are residents here that afterwards I was talking to them in the visitor center, and they're like, you know, you really never can appreciate what you have until you start listening to it. And you forget. You drive by these places every day, but then when you actually sit and listen to the history, I think it's really
and
important.
And it's so cool because they start downtown at our building, the Chamber of Commerce building, which has lots of history.
Sure does.
And they usually start by looking up at the ceiling, our tin ceiling, and it used to be the jail and the firehouse. So there's a lot of history right there from the beginning.
And
so
our three ghosts visit them?
We do have a few ghosts. I'm not sure if they say hello. I think they say more hellos upstairs when you get up there.
It's active upstairs, I'll tell you.
More events. We have Dream Lover, which is a salute to Bobby Darin for all the music lovers out there. And that's going to be at the Elks Theater this Friday, July 13th. At 7 p.m. And tickets to those shows are only $22, which is very reasonable for a beautiful sounding theater. So that's Dream Lover, salute to Bobby Darin, the Elks Theater, 7 p.m. More information, come down to the Visitor Center or PrescottElksTheater.com.
Awesome. I'm noticing, too, that on July 13th, which is Friday the 13th.
Yes, I didn't want to say that. But,
Shrek.
Okay, uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, I said it.
I went out
there. But I'm noticing that Shrek the Musical is going to be at the Prescott Center for the Arts Theater.
Yeah, they do a super job down there. Shrek, that's 2 o'clock and 7:30 p.m. shows, and that runs July 13th through the 22nd. And more information on those show that show, Shrek, the musical, at pca-az.net. They do a lot for the community down there. They have two different show theaters. They have one which is called Stage 2, which is kind of a smaller, intimate theater. That's on Cortez Street. This particular one is at the main theater, which is on Marina.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, there's something that's on my list that I want to talk about, because not only am I going to the Farmers Market this weekend, but on my to-do list is to participate in the Master Gardeners Plant.
I thought you might be interested in that one.
Oh man, I can't wait for that. And it starts at 7:30. It's at the Prescott Rodeo Grounds from 7:30 to 12:30. But here's the deal: if you want to get the best plant, you want to get there early.
Yeah,
because they go until they sell out. And this is a great place to check out, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, for those that folks that don't know out there, Sherry Heine is a master gardener herself, so I'm sure you'll see her there. They're calling this the monsoon plant and yard sale, so you got to get down there.
Yeah, for sure, and I'm very excited about that, so that'll be great. And what else do we have going on, Robert?
There's a lot. Yeah, we have, the music of Carole King will be Saturday, July 14th, and again, that's at the Elks Theater. And that's a Tapestry album for you folks that know Carole King music. And again, it's at 7 p.m., only $22. Great, great, great price. PrescottElksTheater.com for more information, or give us a call at the Visitor Information Center at 445-2000 anytime you like.
That's great. I also noticed that the Savannah Sipping Society Live Theater, they're kicking off their event on July 12th through August 5th.
It goes through the 5th. Yep. Actually, it's July 13th through August 5th, and that's live theater. And that seems like an interesting show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's at Stage 2, which I talked about earlier for Prescott Center for the Arts. And that, for those folks that haven't been to that theater, it really is a small venue, and you get up close and personal. It's really, really fun. That's on Cortez Street. 7:30 p.m. is the show, 445-3286 for tickets, or pca-az.net also for tickets. And that's Savannah Sipping Society Live Theater.
Well, and I just want to share with everyone all of these events and many, many more. I mean, you can look out through the full year to find out what's going on. But you can always go to our Visitor Information Center, yes, which Robert manages
Come
very well
down.
With
we
all
have,
of our wonderful volunteers.
Yes, thank you.
And, you know, we're here to serve the community.
Yes, we are.
And so we have the community events calendar that's online at prescott.org. And all of this information
is... Or you can pick up the quarterly...
Yeah.
Printed calendar events, which just came out for July, August, and September, and there's lots of good things on that.
Absolutely. So, I think it's we should say we want to thank everybody for the safe holiday we recently had and the rodeo and everything that goes into putting all of
thank
those things together.
Thank goodness for the monsoon. That's all I could say.
Yep. I think everybody feels
that
way.
Everybody's real happy about that.
Well, thank you, Robert, for being on the show and
thank
putting
you,
together
Sherry.
A great program. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. Thank you for joining us today.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.